Okay, today is Daf Beis of Me'ilah. Welcome to Masechus Me'ilah. We'll learn today for Rizal Mishnah from my grandfather's yard site, Yisrael ben Yekusil Tzadok. Shalom Shav and Aliyah, and we shall learn for his Mishnah. Okay, Masechus Me'ilah. Masechus Me'ilah is about misappropriating items that belong to the Beit HaMikdash. You're not allowed to use things that belong to the Beit HaMikdash. They belong to the Beit HaMikdash, they don't belong to you. It's sort of like stealing. Not exactly stealing, it's a little bit different. The rules are different, as we're going to see. And here we go. Mishnah's not that easy. Not that easy. Okay, here we go. Let's start right away. Oh, just one more note. In my Gemara, it's right, you see the Rashi there, Kachem Kachem? First Rashi of the Masechta. You see there's a Yud Aleph, You have a Yud Aleph there right before the Rashi begins, a little footnote. In my Gemara, it's Yud Aleph, and it says, Harbi Achronim Kasvu, many Achronim write, Sha'apirish al Masechtas Me'ilah Hamayuchas L'Rashi, Eino Rashi. This pirish that's attributed to Rashi is not Rashi. I don't know if it's Rashi or not. It certainly does not have the style of Rashi. That's for sure true. If it's not Rashi, it's somebody very close to Rashi, maybe a Talmud, maybe it is Rashi, I don't know. I'm just pointing out that there are people that say it isn't Rashi. Some people call it the Shita Miyuchas L'Rashi, some call it Rashi, some call it the Mefarish. I don't know what else to call it. Call it the Mefarish. Just to point that out, I'll probably call it Rashi because it's the easiest thing. With respect to Rashi, I don't know, but I after you learn a lot of the Rashi, you can see why people were questioning whether it really is him. Okay. Kachem Kachem. All Kachem Kachem, which are supposed to be shechted in the northern part of the Azara. So, Kachem Kachem, sheshachtan badarom. You shechted in the southern part. Now that's not the right place. I would have thought, since I've ruined the carbon, could have shechted it in the wrong place. Therefore, I can't be over Me'ilah, because it's not a carbon anyway. Right? Answer is, Mol and Behem, there is Me'ilah. That's such a funny way to start this Masechta, no? It's like a detail, right? In the smack of the whole, we're going to backtrack to the rule. Right. So, Kachem Kachem, Sheshachtan Badarom, which is the wrong place to do it, Mo'el and Behen, you're over on Me'ilah. Not only that, let's say, Sheshachtan Badarom, you shechted it in the south, in the wrong place, V'kibil Damo B'tzafo, but you do Kabbalah Hadam, and Zrika, and Holacha, all the right things, you do B'tzafo in the right place. Now, there's a reason to say that Shechita can be done by Azar. Shechita is the least chashuv of the avodas. Anyone can do shechita. Kabbalah, only a kohen can do that. So maybe, what if you did shechita in the wrong place, but everything else did in the right place? Right? Or the other way around, batzafon, you did the shechita in the right place, v'kibel damam badarom, and you did the kabbalah in the wrong place. But there's no reason, if the first case is me'ilah, there's no reason why this case is not Me'ilah also. So Rashi says, you're right, it's a kol, it's lo zu avzu. Ein echanami. That's no good, this is for sure no good. Right? Or, shachat bayom, you shechted during the day, the zarak balayla, and you did zvika at night. Again, that's not a carbon. You can't do zvika at night. Or, balayla, or you shechted the carbon at night, the zarak bayom, and you did zrika by the day, the next day. So Rashi says, v'chein im shachad balayla v'zarak bayom, Rashi says, v'hai kol dekein hu. That's for sure true, the mo'al in behen, that you over me'ilah. Why? The hazrika, the ikar avoda, hevos bayom. The ikar avoda must be by day. It's written in Lo Zu Afzu. This is a lesser chiddush. Why is it a lesser chiddush? Because here, what you did good was at the right time. So for sure you're going to be over Me'ilah now. The answer is, it's Lo Zu Afzu. Or sheshachtan chutz l'mzmanam, or you had a pigel machshava, or chutz l'mkoman, or you had a pigel machshava for chutz l'mzman chutz l'mkom, right? Ma'olin behen, you're over me'ila in all these cases. Even though, in every one of these cases, the carbon's not even a carbon. The carbon's not even a carbon. You didn't follow all the rules. No, you had a pigel machshava. You had a pigel machshava. Right. Then you went ahead and used the meat for some private purpose. We're not allowed to do that. Now what's the issue? The issue is you're over me'ila. It's not even a carbon. Because I didn't have veira already. Either I shechted the wrong place, the wrong time, pigle, all these issues. There's a reason to say, now look at the next line and it'll make sense. The Masechta should have started with this line. Klal, Amr of Yeshua. The Yeshua says the rule. Kol Shahaya lo shas heter lo kahanim. If there's a shas heter for kahanim, for example, let's say, which is the Gemara to give us an example, let's say you do everything kahalacha. Everything kahalacha. And then somebody goes and takes the dam outside the azara. For whatever reason. He forgot. And he walks outside the azara. That's called the psul yote. Right? Now let's do that. Or let's say after everything's been done kahalacha, somebody passes away, someone becomes tameh, touches the carbon. It's a puzzle now, it's tameh kachin. But that happened later. In other words, at the time that everything was done correctly. So if everything was done correctly, if the kahanim had a heter, at one point they're allowed to eat this carbon. There was a heter to eat this carbon. What? How come they can't eat it? Some strange thing happened. Things occur like that. Someone died. Someone took it out. Someone took a puzzle. Something happened. But after the carbon was all done, kahalacha, it happens to be that the kahanim right now cannot eat it. But if they were able to eat it even for a moment, there is no me'ila. Right? Klal, Amar Yeshua. Kol shahayu l'shat heter l'kahanim. As long as, this is the rule, the whole page today for sure. As long as the kahanim had one moment of heter, ain't molinba. There is no me'ila. Why not? Because once the kahanim are able to eat it, it, so to speak, it no longer is called Kodshei Hashem, so to speak. It's no longer Kodshei Hashem, because now the kahanim are allowed to eat it. It got reduced from Kodshei Hashem to something that is able to be eaten, and Me'ila is only on things that are Kodshei Hashem. Okay? Good? Very good. Therefore, if there's a moment when the kahanim are able to eat it, there's no issue. Okay? There's no be'ila. B'chol shalo ha'yaloshas hetel kahanim. And if there's no moment when the kahanim are able to eat it, for example, you shechted in the wrong place, or you had a pigel machshava, or you shechted it at night, all these things. It never got off the ground. The animal never got off the ground. So it's still, even though it's pasul, carbon, it's still called Kodesh Lashem. If you play with it, you'll be over Me'ila. Okay? Ezehu hi shahayi lo shas heta l'kahanim. What is an example of something that was heta for kahanim? What was something that's an example of that? I'll give you an example. Shalana. You left the meat overnight. And a whole day to eat this meat. You know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I did this carpet. The whole day to eat it. The whole night also. In the morning, it's no sir. Now the morning comes. Now you go play, you go give it to the dog. Are you over Me'ila? The answer is no. Why? Because it wasn't Kodesh Hashem. Now, it wasn't allowed to be eaten now, at this moment. Why not? Because it stayed overnight. So what? It was able to be eaten by the Kahanim. Therefore, it's not called Kodesh Hashem, and therefore, there's no Me'ila. Or, Shenitma, or it became Tameh, or Shiyatza, or someone took it outside, the Azara, all these things possible. But, they were all Kodesh. The Ezehi Shaloha Yilashat Hetel Kahanim. What's something that never had a Hetel for the Kahanim, which is Me'ila? What's that? Shenishchita, it was Shechted. Chutzlus Mana. In other words, pickle. Or Chutzlum Koma. Right? Or Shekiblu Psulin, let's say a puzzle accepted the dam. He was Makabal Adam. He's puzzle. Why is he puzzle? Ah, he's missing a hand. I don't know why he's puzzle. Or Bizarko is Adam. Or a puzzle Kohen sprinkled the dam. If a puzzle Kohen doesn't go over there, there's no carpet. That never had a shas heter. However, it's still called Kachay Hashem, and therefore you open the unit. Rashi says something astounding. He says, look at it's the second to last Rashi on the Mishnah. The lines are still skinny. You see the Gemara, the first wide lines where the Gemara begins, it's right a little up there. He says, so the Gemara says, what's an example of something where there was never a shas heter? What's an example of that? What does Rashi say? Piggle. Right? Says Rashi, Behu Adin, the same thing is true, L'cholhani. All the cases in the Mishnah, the Tana, Bereisha, all the cases in the Mishnah are also examples of a situation where it was never kosher, never heter. For example, Shakla Badarom, Shechted in the South, Obalaila, Shaloha Yalehen Shas Heter, L'kahanim. Right? All these things also never had a heter. Following? Right? So why did the Mishnah pick Piggle? An example. So says Rashi, the Hainu Taima did not got Hani train Chutzlus Mano Bechutzlum Komo Fe Mikol Hani the Tana Bereisha the Mol and Behen. Why did the Mishnah pick these two examples from all the other examples in the Mishnah to demonstrate to you an example of something that does not have a Shas Heter? Why those two? So Rashi gives an answer which doesn't make any sense. So Rashi answers the Hani Trey because those two a Piggle. What's Piggle? Chutz l'makom and chutz l'zman. Ishkish ahadadi. They learned out from each other. Umichad kronavki. They learned out from the same pasuk. V'mesech tzvachim. Mevi'im ha'ochel yachel. They learned out from the same pasuk. That was, and one has kares and one doesn't. Right? Chutz l'zman has kares. Chutz l'makom doesn't have kares. So why did the Mishnah pick those two? Because they learned out of the same pasuk. What kind of answer is that? What's that read? So they learned that. What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? What does that have to do? Right? Why do you pick those two? Because they're the same drasha. What can answer that? Correct. But then we're recapping. What's an example of low shas heter? Of shas heter? Lina, Tuma. What's an example of no shas heter? Could have said, Shechita Badarom. Nai Laila, or when we pick Piggle. Why Piggle? Because they learned that in the same pasuk.
What reason is that?
Funny reason. Exactly. Okay, next. Now we're up to the Gemara. Ready? Katani, we learned. Kache Kachim. Sheshachta Badarom. That are shechted in the south. Maul and Behen. You're over Me'ila. Says the Gemara. It's a pshita. Right? It's obvious. Why is it obvious? Mishum de shchitaz in Badarom, afkira mide me'ila? Why, because you shechted in the south, no me'ila? In other words, why is there no me'ila? Right? So the Gemara answers, Itzrich, no. I would have thought something else. Sagatai dechemina, I would have thought, Hawel v'amar ula, amar of Yochanan. Ula, in the name of Yochanan, said the following. Kachim shemesu yatsu mide me'ila dvar Torah. They'll take give a carbon, an animal, and it died. It's kachim. You designated it to be a carbon, and it died. So is there me'ila on that animal? No. Why not? Because that animal never even got to first base. At least when you check it, it's almost hair splitting. So if it died, I'm waiting online in the street, waiting online to go to the base of Mikdash to bring your animal, and it dies. And you touch it, and you have enough from it. It's not me'ila. Once you get into the Beit HaMikdash, once you get there, and you're waiting online, and you shechted in the wrong place, that is me'ila. What's the difference? It's exactly what the Mishnah was telling us. Sal kedai dechamina hova amar ula amar biyachana. Kachim shemesu. If an animal dies, kachim dies. Yatsu mide me'ila dvar Torah. Right? If there is no me'ila. Hachanami. Kachim. Kachay kachim legabe darom, shechting an animal in the south, which is the wrong place. Kema dechankinun dummy. It's like you killed it. It's like you strangled it. That's not shechita. That's not kodesh Hashem. What is that? It's like dying in the street. And therefore, I would have thought there should be no me'ila. Kamash malan, there's me'ila. Okay, you hear that? Rashi says, it's the 1, 2, 3, 4th line where the lines are wide. Kamandevach kakina dummy. And Rashi says, Belahave, let it, it should be just like, I would have thought, if animal, if I shech the animal in the wrong place, it should be just like, Belahave, kikachim shemesu, it's like kachim that just happened to die, the yatsu midei me'ila, because it leaves the status of me'ila, delo chazi, it's not, I can't do anything with this animal. What happens if kachim dies? What do you do with it? Lo legavoa, I can't bring it to the carpet, it's already dead. Below lehedyot, I can't even do anything with it. What can I do with it? What can I do with an animal that died? I can do one of two things with it. I can give it to a dog. I can give it to a guy. Right? That's the only thing I can do with it. So we have a rule: the ain below lehedyot, the ain posing as a kachim. You're not allowed to redeem kachim lachil laklavim to give it to a dog. You're not allowed to do that. I have a dead animal here. It was going to be a carbon, but it dropped dead. What do I do with this animal? The answer is nothing. I have to bury it. I would have thought, since I have to do that, so shechting an animal in the wrong place is no different. Comes along the mission. No, it's very different. Very different. Shechting an animal in the wrong place is not like a dive. It's like you had an improper carbon. However, it's still called Kodesh Hashem, and therefore there is Me'ila. Okay? Now, Kodshim, listen to this, Gemara. Now, what's the difference? What happens if you shecht an animal, kodshim in the Dharam? What happens? What do you do with this animal? Is it a carbon? No. Can you give it to a dog? Also not. What's the difference? What's the difference if it drops dead in the street or I shecht it in the wrong place? What's the difference? Why is one no me'ila and why is one yes me'ila? Why? You hear what's going on? So the Gemara asked that question. Kachim shemesu, when kachim die in the street, lo chazi klal. It can't be, it's not good at all. Aval darom, but if I shecht it in the south, nihi de'ena ru'uya l'kachay kachim. True. It's an invalid kachay kachim, because it shechted in the wrong place. Aval ro'yahu l'kachay kalim, but kachay kalim are allowed to be shechted in the south. I could check Kodesh Kalim in the south. So the south is not as bad as the street. Because there are karbanos that I'm allowed to shecht in the south. Ask the Shita Mekubetza, what on earth does that, what kind of answer is that? Because there are some karbanos, and what if there are karbanos that you can shecht in the street? This karban cannot be shechted in the south. This is Kodesh Kalim. It can't be shechted in the south. What kind of answer is that? Well, there are karbanos that the south is okay. What's that? Kodesh Kalim. Because Kodesh Kalim can check it anyway. So how does that answer the question? We want to know, what's the difference between this animal, this Kodesh Kalim, between the street and shechting it in the south? Oh, there's a big difference. In the street, no animal could be shechted there. But in the south, you can shech Kodesh Kalim. So what? This animal can't be shechted in the south. Yeah? What's the difference between this animal in the street and the south? There's no difference. They're both no good. So why in one case is this animal? We're talking about this animal. There's a concept of south. There's a concept of south. There's no such thing as a concept of the street. How does that save this animal? How does that concept of south? You're right. We'll get to the answer. How does the sheet answer this question? How does it, you hear the question? You don't even hear the question. How does the concept of south save this animal? The Mishnah says, Kodesh Kodeshim, Kodesh Kodeshim. So the Shita answers a little bit what he's saying. Shita answers that since the south is better for some karbanos, right? The rule would be, let's say you shechted in the south. And you're not supposed to do that. And you forgot, they kind of forgot. And they go through all the motions and then they put it up on the mizbeah. Does it have to come down? So there are all these rules. When the psul... No. On the top of the mizbeah. Some things you can leave there, and some things have to come down. So let's say you shechted it in the street. That has to come down. shechted in the street. You didn't realize. Shechted in the street, you do everything correctly, everything incorrectly, and then you bring it up on the mizbech and you're watching it burn. The Kohen Gadol looks at what's that animal? No, that has to come down. This animal would not have to come down. Why? Because the south is good for some karbanos. It's not that bad. Right. You don't get a kapara at all. There's no kapara here. You don't have to bring it down. So that's the difference. Therefore, it has a little bit of a shemitz of kodesh Hashem, and that's why you over me'ila. In the street, there's no me'ila. Why? It's drop dead. It's nothing. It's never good. Okay? Good? Good. Now, kodesh Hashem, I'm sorry. Lamali lamisti kolhani. Why does the Mishnah have to mention all these? Why does the Mishnah have to mention all these cases? So many cases. Chest in the south, at night, right? All this. Why so many cases? So I'm going to Srihi. I need all of them. Itana shachta b'darom. If I only would have had the case of shechting in the south, the kibel daman b'tzafon, and everything else is done in the right place, hacha de ispuhu me'ila, I would have said, here there is me'ila. Why is there me'ila? Mishum Kabbalah B'tafon. Because the Kabbalah, which is the Iker of Oda, only Kahanim could do that. That was done right. Avol Shachtim B'tafon. But if I shacht in the north, anybody could do that. B'kibel Dama B'darom. And I do everything else in the wrong place. Ho'il, B'kibel B'darom, who did not me day Me'ila. Once I do things in the wrong place, I've removed myself from Me'ila. No more Me'ila. Therefore, the Torah said, the Mishnah, the commentator, no, that's also no good. V'itanahai. If the Mishnah only would have told me that shechting in the north or kibul dam in the north, havamina, I would have thought yimama zman akravahu. At least he did it in the day, which is the right time of day. Avol shachta balayla. But if I shechted at night, bezarak bayom, and I do zrika by day, or layla, or I do zrika at or layla. I'm sorry, lav zman hakrava. Layla is not the time for shechting. Bahai, the shachat balayla, ema nafik midei me'ila. I would shachat at night. Night, that's not good. That's not even me'ila. That's like an animal dying in the street. That's nothing. V'itana shachta balayla. And if the Mishnah only would have mentioned shachting at night, havamina, hoil the kibel dama bayom. Since I did the kabbalat hadam baday, it's b'hu me'ila. It's me'ila. Aval shachtam bayom. But if I shecht by day, and then I wait 6 hours to the night, bizarak daman balayla, and then I do zrik at night, hoil v'lav zman hakravahu. What are you doing? It's nighttime. I'm not allowed to do anything with the mitzvah at night. Keman dechankinan dami. It's as if I killed it. Right? I strangled it. Below us behu me'ila. And there is no me'ila. Kamash malan. That's where the Tana had to come and say, that Rashi says something astounding. Kamash Malan, the Rashi is Ema Kaman Dechankin and Dami. Kamash Malan what? Dimoalin. What? It's subject to Me'ila. Now Rashi says, Delaila Lav Mechusar's Manhu. Laila is not Mechusar's Man. How is Laila not Mechusar's Man? Fasemis throws up the animal Rashi problem. That was Laila, not Mechusar's Man. It certainly is. Oh, that's what he seems to be saying. That Laila is not Mechusar's Man. It just happens to be that you can't do a vote at night. At the right time, but it's not Mechusar's Man. So they try to give the same answer we gave before. No, im alu lo yardu. If you did do shechit that night, and you put it up on the mizbeach, it won't make you take it down. No, that's not pigle. No. Right, you had no machshavet. You did it the wrong time. Your mamash did it the wrong time. You shechted it at night. And you do speak, everything's done at night. And you put it on the mizbeach, there's a rule, maybe it would not come down. In that sense, it's better than just dropping dead. There is no wrong time. No, you're not allowed to shechit at night. But it's not because it's Mechusar's Man. It's because there's a special thing in Al-Shech the night. No. No, you mean for Pigle?
No.
Machshava. So the regular thing would be... No, maybe I'll shechta today, and I'll do Zvikas Adam in 3 days from now. So I'll sit with it for 3 days. That's what you can't do. Okay, we're talking about the same day. The night and the following day. Or the day and the next night. Tuesday afternoon and then Tuesday night. Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. So it's really the same all day. That maybe is not an issue of Mechuzah's mind. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. But the shechta today and the Zvikas Adam on Friday, that's crazy. Right? Okay. Next. Now the Gemara asks the following question. Also impossible. Chutzl's mano v'chutzl koma l'may chazi. What can I do if they're pickled? What chutzl's man and chutzl koma l'may chazi? What's it good for? What can I do with this meat? Mati alluded to this question earlier. Look at Rashi. It's the last Rashi on the page. Second to last Rashi. Klomar. We see where the lines are still wide at the end. Klomar. Kol han is hanim mastisim. Everything in the mission that we mentioned. Bedinhu demol in behen. Where there's always Me'ila, the Shachtan Badarom, if you shechted in the south, and we asked the question was, how is this better than dying in the street? Remember we asked that question? How is shechting in the south better than dying in the street? What did the Gemara answer? Dahani l'kachikalam, because they're being allowed. Well, the south is good for kachikalam. B'shachah palayla, nami ozorak palayla, dinhu demol in behen. How is the night okay? Why are you over me'ila if you do things at night? So we just said, the laila la mechus is manhu. So on some level, the night's not so bad. Right? Av ela shachat al manas lahakter chutzl's manhu, chutzl's komo. If I shacht an animal today, with the kavana to eat it in a week from now, which is a problem, it's pickle, l'may chazi. What can I do with this meat? Ha, shchita demol in ba. This is shchita where you got me'ila? A pickle who? It's pickle. Below chazi, low le'imur in legavola. I can't put this meat on the mizbeah. Below kasha lekahanim. You're not allowed to eat it. Below have kachim, I ruin the cloud. It's not kachim that's fit to anything. Why are you over me'ila? This should be like meat that dropped dead in the street. No, what action did he do? No, he did machshava. He did pickle. He thought, what do you mean? No. No, that was the first case. Now another case, the second case. Regular case of pickle. Is you have machshava. Only a machshava. The first case was you actually did it chutz man and chutz koma. So that we said, not so bad. It's better. Why? Because we could do no zman, no makom. Maybe night's really not a zman problem. Right? Here, you shecht the animal. With thinking, either you're going to eat it at the wrong time or eat it at the wrong place. I'm going to eat it in New Jersey. It's the wrong place. So what can you do with this meat now? You can't bring it up on the mizbeah, and you can't eat it. So there's no shas heter. So this should be no different than an animal dropping dead in the street, right? Should be no different. In what sense is it necessary? In what sense is it good meat? The Gemara gives an unbelievable answer. Ho'il, two-word answer. Ho'il, umaratzin lipigulin. If the meat is needed, and the meat is good, because in order for pickle to be pickle, remember we learned this, everything else you do has to be perfect. That's why I need the meat. I need the meat to make everything perfect so that I really will be over pickle. That's what the meat is different than dropping dead in the street. You hear that answer? Remember that? Right. If you want it. You hear that? You following? No? You hear that? Right. If you want, we're running out of time. This Mepharesh explains the first Mepharesh number Beis, the Sprashi here in number Beis. That's all we have a minute. Howell, since, on the top line of number Beis and Rashi. Howell, since, the high Shchitas Pigle Chashiva Kulai, how could Pigle be considered something? That I am over Me'ila. De la'olam, lo mikva b'pigle, l'chayev o'kareis, you're not going to get pigle, you're not going to be pigle, ad she'akrivu kol ha'matirin she'izrok adam, until everything else is perfect, that I can sprinkle the dam with perfection. Kedamrina r'sat l'zvachim, what does it say? That's chaskes, l'zvachim. That what? Pigle hu lo yiratzeh. The Torah says you can't now let it do pigle. V'yamrina karatzars kosher, d'chsiv ve'yiratzeh l'chaper, kachatzars pasal d'pigle. Just like kosher meat gets a kapara, so too, all perfection, only all perfection, with one mistake,
we'll turn it into pickle.
Ma'artas kasha lohurta achik yiva kol matiriv l'shmo. Just like a carbon won't work until everything is perfect. Kach, hartzas pigle, hartzas puzzle, so too, to make pigle, lo nikva psul pigle l'chayevo kareis, achik yivu kol matiriv l'shem pigle.
Everything has to be perfect except for the one pigle machshava. Therefore, I need the meat here. The meat serves that purpose. Even though it's an avera purpose, but it serves some purpose, so it's very different than just dropping dead in the street. If an animal drops dead in the street, there is nothing. There isn't even me'ila. Here, I have a pigle machshava, since I need everything else to be perfect, there will be pigle, there will be me'ila. Okay? Now, we have a machlokes. There's a machlokes in tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. There's a machlokes somewhere. Oh, in Zvachim on the Peidalet. In Zvachim on the Peidalet, there's a machlokes. What improperly that gets put up on the Mizbeah can stay up there, and what has to come down? A mistake was made, what could stay there, and what is so bad has to come down? The Machlokas Tanoim. Rav Shimon holds that anything can stay up there. Any psul, he learns that out of Sukkot. Any psul, it was done by mistake, any psul could stay up there. And Rav Yehuda holds, no, certain psul must come down. What has to come down? Shechting at night has to come down. Or the blood spilled, so there's no zrika, somehow that has to come down. Or the dam was removed outside the azara. If any of those things happen, the animal has to come down. It can't stay up there. The mistake is too bad. Okay? Okay. Now, if you think about it, these three problems, these three issues, which are, again, it was shechted at night, or it was the dam spilled, so there is no dam, or the dam was taken outside the azara. All these three, there was never a moment when it was heter. It's not like Lena, right? It's not like that. There was never a moment when it was had a heter. It was never a carbon. It never got off the ground. Shechted at night, not a carbon. Spilled the dam, there's no dam. Without Zrika the dam, there's no carbon. And the dam was taken out, the dam is puzzled, there's no dam. Therefore, if those three somehow got up on the Mizbeach, it had to have to come down. Some other psul, some tumah, it could stay there. Right? But these three have to come down. Some achlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Now we can start the Gemara. Ibayalahu. I'alu, ma'u shiyardu. What about everything else in our Mishnah? What about everything else in our Mishnah? All the psul in our Mishnah. What's the story? So Rabba Amar Imolo Yardu. Rabba says they have to come down. Rabbi Yosef Amar Imolo Yardu. They don't have to come down. Now, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says things that never got off the ground have to come down. Loti Baila. That no one argues on. The Kuli Amolo Pligi Imolo Yardu. Everything has to come down. Why? Because shechting in the wrong place is no better, it's no different, right, than the three things Rabbi Yehuda said have to come down. Right? In other words, shechting in the Darom is no different than the blood spilling. It's no worse than the blood spilling. And therefore, right, has to come down. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas about? Aliba de Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, who said nothing comes down. Reb Yosef said, nothing comes down, just like Reb Shimon. Rabba Amalach, Rabba will say, no. Ad kan lo kam Reb Shimon. When did Rabbi Shimon say nothing has to come down? Ella, binitan and lamata, shinitan and lamala. Onitan and lamala, shinitan and lamata. Ula olam, deshachtan, vakibal dama mitzafa. When did Rabbi Shimon say things can stay there? It's right at the red line. Some get sprinkled above the red line. Some get sprinkled below the red line. All these things, right? Some above, some below. That's all good. That's what Rabbi Shimon's eye. You made a mistake. Sprinkled above, sprinkled below. What's the difference? Right? Aval Hacha, but over here, Kibbutz Shachtan Bizarro. Shachtan in the south? And the thing is that. Kimandin Achakinan, though. It's like if you've ever dropped dead in the street. That has to come down. Okay? Make sense? Good? Now, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, what our Mishnah say, Kachi Kachim Shachtan Bizarro. If a kachikachi mashechted in the south, molin behem. You're over Me'ilah. Now wait a minute. Fish lomal Reb Yosef nicha. According to Reb Yosef, that makes sense. Why does it make sense? Because if it's all, they all go hand in hand. All these cheetahs go hand in hand. Why does it make sense? Why are you over Me'ilah? Because if all lo yardu, therefore it's called kachay Hashem, and therefore you're over Me'ilah. El Rabba kasha, my molin behem. Why are you over Me'ilah? Why? It's no different than dropping dead in the street. As a matter of fact, im alu yardu. So the Gemara answers, midrabanan. You're only over midrabanan. You're right. In a chanam, it's only midrabanan. Now, my ikabe midrabanan, midrabanan. What's the difference between midrabanan and midrabanan? So the Har Tzvi asks, first of all, what do you mean, what's the difference? One's midrabanan and one's midrabanan. What kind of question is that? Not only that, the Gemara asks, is there such a thing as midrabanan? Shouldn't that be the first question? The Gemara's going to ask in a minute. Is such a thing as Me'ilah Derabanan? And the funny thing is that. And before the Gemara asks that, the Gemara asks, what's the difference? What do you mean, what's the difference? There's one's Derabanan and one's Derabanan. So the Gemara answers, well, I'll tell you the difference. The Gemara wants, what's the real difference? Derabanan, Mashalim, and Chomesh. If it's Derabanan, you have to pay a fifth. Not only by Me'ilah, you bring a carbon, but you have to pay a fifth. Why didn't the Gemara mention the carbon? There's no carbon Me'ilah on a Derabanan. What does the Gemara mention? The fifth. No carbon either. Why didn't the Gemara mention the carbon? We're going to have a machlokas in a minute from Rashi and Tosfos. Daraisa, I'm sorry. Daraisa, mashlim and lechomish. If it's a daraisa, you have to pay that fifth. Derabanan, low. If it's a derabanan, there is no fifth. Says Rashi. It's like about 6 to 7 lines where the lines are wide. Me'ila derabanan. Me'ila derabanan, mishalim, keren, below chomesh. You pay the keren, you don't pay the fifth. Why? Bishum de chomesh, bifnei ayel ashamaisi, lay. The fifth is connected to the carbon. Ubidirabanan, like a carbon. There is no carbon by a derabanan. Why not? It's obvious. No carbon there. Right to have a kemevi chul nazara. You ought to bring carbon derabanan. Hiltach, therefore, lo maisi nami chomesh. There is no fifth. Avel mil daraisa, maisi keren v'chomesh v'ashamila. So what does Rashi say? The reason why the Gemara didn't mention the carbon is that's obvious. You never bring a carbon for being over a Dizrabanan. The fifth, I don't know about the fifth. Says Rashi, same thing as the carbon. Right? Says Rashi, they go hand in hand. Look at the Tosfos of second to last Tosfos, one line Tosfos. My ikabe derais Dizrabanan. Havi matzilanema Dizrabanan lo maisi asham ilo. I could have said, the Gemara could have said, that when it's a Doraisa, when it's a Durabanan, you don't bring the carbon. But it was a bigger chiddush to tell me not to bring the fifth. It's a bigger chiddush. Right? Everybody knows you can't bring a chulin. Everybody knows you can't bring carbon Durabanan. But it's a much bigger chiddush to tell you the fifth. According to Tosfos, the carbon and the fifth have nothing to do with each other. According to Rashi, they go hand in hand. According to Tosfos, they have nothing to do with each other. But it's a bigger chiddush. I told you the bigger chiddush. What are they arguing about? But the whole discussion, why do you bring that fifth? Is it a knas? Is it a kapara? Rashi seems to hold it's a kapara. So the Rabbanon, there's no kapara, there's no carbon, there's no fifth. They go hand in hand. Tosfos seems to say it's just restitution. Right? What else is it? It's either one or the other. So with the Rabbanon, there's no issue. There's no carbon, there's no restitution. They go ahead, they're totally different things. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Umiyak Me'ilah Derabanan? Is there even such a thing as Me'ilah Derabanan? Such a thing as Me'ilah Derabanan? Who made up that? And there is such a thing. The Amar Ula, Amar Biachran, Kachim Shemesu, if a Kachim died, Yatsu Midei Me'ilah Dvar Torah, there's no Me'ilah Doraita. Alma, what do you see? Doraita, Lois Lahon. Midoraita, there's none. But Derabanan is Fahon. Hachanabi derabanan. So too, midrabanan is such a thing as meila. So lema tinyana laha deula. Why don't we say that our Mishnah already said ula's din? What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that all these things are meila. Now, we just got it through saying that there is no Me'ilah Doraisa according to Rabbah because they have to come down.
If they have to come down, they're not kachi Hashem. They were never good at all. They're no different than dying in the street. So the Mishnah itself says, Mil Darabanan. What do I need Ula for? Right? Think about that. I don't need Ula now. Now our Mishnah, the whole Mishnah, Darabanan. Right? According to Rabbah. The whole thing's Darabanan. So what do I need Ula for? The Gemara answers, Amar Yochanan, Afa Dafta Tanina. You're right. It's Druch to Ula. I still need Ula's din. Why? I would have thought, Pacha, over here, over where? By kudgem that were done in the south, right? Lo bedilim in home. People don't realize. People don't realize that this, in the south, where's the border between the south and the north of the Azara? It's here and here. No one realizes. It's such an easy thing to make a mistake. Therefore, no one guards against it. Aval kudgem shemesu. But if a kudgem dies in the street, everybody knows that rule. What's the rule? The rule is, you have to stay away from it. Hoel bedilim in home. Ema filum eel drabanan lo. Why are we making a din drabanan the eel if something dies in the street? There's no reason for that. That, is, everyone knows to stay away from that. No one's going to touch it. No one's going to be over from eela. Kamash malan. Therefore, it comes along, even though, there's a, kamash malan, eel had to tell me, even here, who goes over meela, in the Mishnah, it's obvious. It's so clear, it's so hard to distinguish where's meela, where's not meela, we made exer drabanan. Because you're not going to be... But even if you're going to stay away from the Me'ilah, why are you going to stay away from it? Because you know it died in the street. And you know that you're not allowed to touch an animal that died in the street. A kutcher died in the street. You have to stay away from it. Still, Ula comes along. We still go to Me'ilah because we're afraid you're going to touch it. All right? So we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow where it says, Mesu Nami Tanina. All right? We'll stop here. Everyone have a very good day.